So how to remain fixed in Krishna consciousness within student life? Actually, originally, student life means studying, educating oneself about God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Brahmachari Guru Kule. Brahmachari, for learning, he goes to a teacher. And teacher teaches him how to remain Krishna conscious throughout human form of life. But nowadays, all mundane material knowledge, secular government, atheistic teachers, if they are atheistic, even it is better, but they are even more nonsense than atheistic teachers. Prabhupada says, school, colleges are slaughterhouses. They slaughter you. They kill you by not giving you proper education. Education about body. How to connect two wires together and make money out of it. That's education nowadays. Nobody wants to work with earth. Nobody wants to work with air, ether, mind, intelligence, prithvi, jal, tej, vayu, akas, man, buddhi, ahankar. Nobody wants to work with this. They want to make quick money, stock exchange. So this is education. Education means you become atheistic, secular education. So one must fix his life while he is five. Kaumaram acharit pragna pragna dharman bhagavatamiha durlabham manusam janma tadapi arthadam adhruvam. This human form of life can deliver spirit soul from the pangs of material nature maya, three modes. And that's why in the human form of life one must start practicing Bhagavat Dharma at the age of five. So then now question comes that now we are in this educational system, which is totally for the body, which is totally materialistic. So then we should add spiritual touch to our early life, because the impression, the culture, sanskar, if you are raised as an atheistic demoniac, then rest of the life you will be demoniac. So we should, parents and students, should add spiritual life to their early age, educational, while they are educating themselves in the school and colleges. It's very important. If my mother and teachers would not have given me spiritual education, I would be that same engineers doing W2L²/8 behind the computers and come home and drink, eat and do all kind of nonsense. Because I have no positive alternative to life in early days. But thanks to my father, mother and even teachers who taught me spiritual life. Those days, 60 years ago, teachers were Krishna conscious. So, how to fix remain fixed in Krishna consciousness? Very easy. If you want to do it. If you don't want to do it, very difficult. Education. Is there any day when you did not have an exam? Every day. Pressure, competition, depression, tension. Students are deprived of real life. So if you want to remain Krishna conscious, easy. You get up a little early. It is very natural. Get up a little early, chant Hare Krishna mantra as much as time allows you. And while going to, you have to become like a, one of the Gujarati ma kaise gangru. Gangru itle bada mug palare hoy. To yama ek mug no daano hoy, palare nahi. Gangru itle like alipta. It remains separate. So you may have to remain separate. Because everybody, all other students are engaged in sense gratification, number one. Then second, education. Then third, behind opposite gender. And so drugs and what not. They have a board in the school, and I just was preaching in school in Durban. And it crystal clear, drugs, no sex, no, this what happens if you do early sex, this is what happens, drugs, if you do early drugs and this. Khulle ham. The trend, you have to come out of that trend. It's difficult, but we should do. For our good. So what if you become millionaire, billionaire, zillionaire, trillionaire, and you cannot control yourself, control your mind, control your senses, control your anger, cannot discipline yourself. What is the use? You will go senile. Even though you may have every material amenities at your fingertips. But because you are not controlled, not disciplined, your senses are pulling you in five different directions. If somebody pulls your legs in one direction and head in other direction, this and in this direction, this and this direction, and your hair's upward, and your dhoti downward, and what will happen? So that is what Bhagavad Gita says, that your five senses, mind, intelligence, six, seven, they pull you in all directions, not one direction. And you will be of nowhere, you will be devastated. It's a devastation, total devastation. You may have everything, golden or diamond spoon in your mouth. I have seen family, very rich, extremely rich family, but no shanti. Five family members, three kids and mother, father, and kids are grown up to, 20, 25, and they are doing all kind of nonsense. You know what nonsense means. And father, mother becomes devastated. Okay, all these riches, all this empire, and what these three people will do? They are not trained, they are not disciplined, they are not, that's not idea. Idea is, we have to fix, we have to become fixed up in Krishna consciousness. Then if you have little or very, very little, you will be the most happiest person in the world. Like me. I don't have a little, I have too much than what I should have. Or what I should be on the street begging every door. That's what I should be doing. But today he fed me like so many vyanjan, so many. And every day it is like that. Please, only two, three. I told her also, only four items. Only four items. So, in another words, if you have very, very, very little, still you can be most happiest person in the world. Most, most happiest. The money and honey and riches and so many things is not the parameters for measuring your happiness. Training in Krishna consciousness. So we have to become serious about Krishna consciousness. So if you want to become Krishna conscious, you should be sincere and serious. You should be very serious about this. If you don't have education, and you have full Krishna consciousness, you will be happiest person, guaranteed. But if you have all Pachrita education and all riches of the world, and you are not controlled, you have no sense control, mind control, discipline yourself, and Krishna in the center, you will be totally unhappy, totally unhappy. There is no question of happiness. Asantasya kuto sukham, Gita. You are not sant. You are running like madman, like working hard. It's not family. I mean, it's not life. The real life is Krishna conscious life. And that's why they are practicing for so many years. I'm practicing for 38 years and don't want to quit. Now I am thinking that, I have to die pretty soon. I'm not going to die, but at least I have to quit the body. I'll have to quit the body pretty soon. And I have too much to do in Krishna consciousness. And I don't have enough time for what I want to do in Krishna consciousness. So, why? Because there is a bliss in it. 38 some years, we have derived that bliss, and that bliss is now coming to the maximum bliss. You know, it is coming. So much maximum ananda is coming, and now I have to change the body. Of course, I don't have to. I'm not going to cry over it. I'm not even worried about it. But this is human body, human life. And you come to the highest peak of your bliss, and then you have to change the body. So while we are young, we should enjoy. And enjoyment is to fix ourselves in Krishna consciousness. That is enjoyment. So how to remain fixed? You have to become serious. You have to become sincere. You have to become disciplined. You have to become enthusiastic. You have to utsahan nischayat dhairyat tatatata karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vritte sadavira bhakti. Who said that? Nobody else. Sab kachya hai. No, don't laugh. You are kachya. You have to train yourself into this book, small little book. And that is the first book to be mastered. So lay the homework. So when I come next time in February, you must memorize first 8 sloka of Nectar of Instruction. Who will do it? Who will do it? First 8. You have 6, 7, 8, 10 months. February is very far. You have to memorize. Rupa Goswami wrote for his disciple the instruction, just like Shikshapatri. Shikshapatri is written by Sahajananda Swami Maharaj for his disciples to follow. Similarly, our Shikshapatri starts from Nectar of Instruction, then Nectar of Devotion. So first 8 sloka. Why? Because I know up to 8. Then I God khata hai, to bijane ke God chodi do. I only know up to 8. That's how I am saying it. No, but up to 8 is very important slokas. Very important. So, third sloka is utsaha. We have to become enthusiastic, practice Krishna consciousness. Just like you are enthusiastic to have a degree, you are enthusiastic to make money. So they go every day 8 o'clock, come back 8 o'clock, enthusiastic to make money. So similarly, to practice Krishna consciousness, we should be enthusiastic, utsaha, nischay, strong determination. I want to practice Krishna consciousness. No matter what, if education is there or not, let it go to hell. But I have to chant my rounds. And nothing is going to be lost if you are illiterate. Believe me, illiterate people were living long life, 100 years, illiterate people were peaceful, blissful, happy, going to temples. Illiterate people have sin back home. I'm not saying become illiterate or don't go to school, don't get educated. Get educated, but nischay, utsah, nischay, dhiraj. You have to be patient. Tata tata karma pravartanat, sravanam kirtanam. This is another hint. Another thing I expect you to do is that when you wake up, you press the button of your iPod and let it go. You hear Prabhupada. Especially start hearing from Prabhupada. Hear. And then when you travel to your school, if you have time, then put iPod into your ears and hear Prabhupada. Keep here, maximize your hearing around the clock. Let it run, the iPod, let it go on. In every room if you can. Every room. I have seen Vaishnavas. Every room, there are different things going on. So wherever they go, hearing. It's a big house. Huge house. You should, if you put iPod here and you are in bedroom, you will not hear anything. Otherwise, take it with you, the portable. Or keep it in your pocket. I keep it in my pocket. Like that. Very, very good hint. How to remain fixed. He keep hearing. So there are many hints how to remain fixed, but at least you can maximize your hearing and chanting. How to recognize spiritual master? How to recognize your girlfriend, boyfriend? How to recognize that you, your frequency meets, your heart meets, your eyes meets, your everything matches. Everything matches. And then you start liking a person. Isn't it? So same thing here. Spiritual master is a phenomenon of a heart. It's a heart. Your heart should be enlivened by associating with him, by hearing him, by walking him, talking, by being, by having audience, and so on and so forth. Nature, the nature you can see. So that is the main number one parameter, that it is a heart phenomena of a heart. Krishna initiated his father Vasudev from within heart first. Initiated. Tene Brahma Ruda. Krishna initiated Lord Brahma. How? Ruda. Hruday, heart. So your heart should tell you, oh, here is person, and this is it. Of course, we should look for many other things on top of this first principle. After first principle, there are many parameters, like a spiritual master, guru, must know all the scriptures and essence of all the scriptures. Not only that, but he should be able to convince general population about the absolute knowledge of scriptures. Before that, the spiritual master must be in a disciplic succession from Krishna. He should be Vaishnava. Disciplic succession. So, then he has so many qualifications of guru. But she asked me how to recognize your guru. Not guru's qualification or disciple's qualification. It is necessary also. Disciple must have qualification also. So guru's qualification is that he should be in disciplic succession. He should have all knowledge of this Vedic scriptures. And he should be able to convince others about the knowledge of Vedas. Then he should be nirupeksha. no expectation of any kind. He should be nirpeksha. Lobhi guru, lalchi chela, dono ka narak mein thelan thela. Not like that. Lobhi guru, no expectation. He should not expect, spiritual expectation should be there, but not material expectations. So, nirapeksha, munim samtam, nirvairam, samadarsana, anubrajami ham nityam, puyayatya, angri renubhi. Nirapeksha, he should be muni, he should be a thinker of the absolute truth, chintak, he should be muni. That means he should know the truth, absolute truth, and that is Krishna. Krishna is the absolute truth. Krishna is the God. Krishna is the origin of all incarnation. Shikshapatri. 108 sloka of Shikshapatri. Very beautiful. Very beautiful sloka. 108 sloka says that who is Ishwar kaun hai? Ishwar kaun che? So, Saha means that Ishwar. Saha Sri Krishna Bhagavan Purushottama Upasya Devo Naha Sarva Avirbhava Karanam. Ishwar kaun cha? Who is Ishwar? Saha to Bhagavan Purushottama. Purushottam, Bhagavan Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Saha Sri Krishna Bhagavan. That Krishna is our Upasya Dev. He is our Ist Dev. We have to make Krishna our Ist Dev. Upasya Dev. Upasya Devo Naha. Saha Sri Krishna Bhagavan Purushottama Upasya Devo Naha. Naha means apra, ours, Naha. Sarva Avirbhava Karanam. He is the cause of all causes, and avirbhav means incarnation. He is a cause of all incarnations. Sab avatar usme se aate hain, Sri Krishna mein. Aur wo hum sabke ist dev hai, upasya dev hai, upasya devo na sarva avirbhav karana. Guru should be a devotee of Krishna. He has to accept Krishna as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nirapeksha munim santam. And he should be sant, peaceful, not like bhagadari and agitation and gambling and meat eating, intoxication. And should be sant, munim santam. Nirvairar, there should be no enemy. His enemy, zero enemy. Nirvairam. Nirvairam samadarsina. He should be samdarsi. Samdarsh. So, main qualification again about Guru is that he should be in parampara, starting from Krishna. Second is, he should be knowing all the scriptures. Not only that, but he should be able to convince others about absolute truth. And then third qualification is that he should be knowing the truth, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these are the main qualifications. There are so many, but main. He should be ekantik bhakta of Krishna, ananya bhakta of Krishna, so and so forth. And what is the qualification of a disciple? That he should tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. He should surrender and serve the spiritual master. Pranipat, Pariprasna inquired submissively. The Saviour, you serve the spiritual master. So these are the qualification of disciple. He should be humble, he should be tolerant, he should be giving respect to others, never expect any respect for himself. In other words, qualities that he should be very simple and he should be surrender and he should be simple and ekantik bhakta of Krishna, disciples. Qualification that he should be simple and inquisitive and surrender and service. Serving. So, how to recognize the spiritual master? So far, we have discussed 2 points. Any question about that? Okay. How does Maya dominate the soul? So, very good question, actually. The soul is spiritual and time material. And spirit is spiritual soul. So, achinta khalu e bhava, by material senses, by matter telescope or stethoscope or microscope, has no scope for seeing Atma because it is matter and Atma is spiritual. So how does matter takes over, how does Maya dominates the soul? So it is not possible. But under the influence of Maya, under the influence of false ego, anyway, let's go a little further and then we'll come to the influence of Maya. Let's go a little further. Further is that, and then you have to fix first thing first. Otherwise, you will not get to conclusion of this question. So, first thing is spirit soul is part and parcel of Krishna. And that's why he is spirit. Krishna is spirit and that's why the soul is also spiritual. So Krishna has independence, swarat, janma adiyasya taha itarasatya arthesu abhigna swarat. Krishna is swarat, svatantra. And Krishna has svatantrata. And Krishna has desires. Ichcha-sakti, many sakti, but one of that is ichcha-sakti. So we being part and parcel of Krishna, we have these two things which Krishna or anybody cannot take it away from us. And that is also independence, minute independence and desire. Minute desire, minute independence. Again, Krishna has independence and Krishna has desire sakti, ichcha sakti. So we are being part and parcel of Krishna. We also have these two, which nobody can take it away. For example, I have a son and I have 4 or 5 sons. So I expect them all to become same millionaire. I expect all of them to have same nature, same work, same education, same everything, same. Cannot happen. They all have their independent thinking, independent desires and independence. Their minute independence. And most of them don't want to listen to even parents because of their misuse of their minute independence. They become rebellious. So the same thing happened to us. We misuse our independence, which Krishna cannot do about, Krishna cannot do anything about it. And we desire mundane material consciousness. So how that desire, mundane material Maya desire comes, that is also you have to fix first. The definition of Maya is that which is separated from Krishna is called Maya. Bhagavan Krishna say, jo bhi cheez aap alag karo, to wo cheez Maya banti hai. Anything you separate from Krishna is called Maya. So we separate our desires from Krishna. We separate our independence from Krishna. So what is that separate? Why you are the only enjoyer? Why you are the only God? I am also enjoyer. I am also God. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi. I am also God. I am also enjoyer. And that's what we want to do here in material world. We want to become enjoyer separate from Krishna. We want to. So separate desires from Krishna and misusing minute independence. And we separate everything from Krishna. My house, my body, my money, my honey, my everything, my. Separate from Krishna means that my becomes Maya. Because you separated from Krishna those things and you made it yourself. That is mine. And that is Maya. So remember, first thing first, you have your independence, you have your independent desires. And you misuse that, I don't want Krishna. You know, I don't want to submit. I have my desire, I want to independently enjoy from Krishna. And we separated everything from Him. So then Krishna says, no Ishwar here except me. In the spiritual world, I am the enjoyer. I am the God. But there we say, no, I am also enjoyer. Separate desire from Krishna. I have independence, so I will become God. I have independence. So Krishna cannot take away these two things. So then Krishna says, okay, what can I do? I want you to be happy with me. I want you to be happy with me. But you don't want. You want your children. Anybody would like his children to be happy along with the parents, being with the parents. But children sometimes doesn't want. What can be done? Many children doesn't want. What can be done? What parent can do? If they can spank children, immediately 108, 101. What can parent do? The parent says, go to hell then. Parent will say, go to hell. What more they can do? They can discipline them and give them whole kingdom if they can submit themselves to parents. But if they want to go away, if they want to go opposite to what parents would say, then what parent can do? So same is the case with us and Krishna. We are Krishna's, and Krishna want to enjoy us, and that's why they produce us. Krishna created us with the aim, ekoham bahushyam, that I will engage myself in releasing all mallows, all taste, all rus, and that's why He produces us. And by enjoying, we will enjoy and He will enjoy. Parents will enjoy, child will enjoy also. That is the original idea to produce children. The parent will enjoy and children will also enjoy. But children goes ulta, they go opposite direction, separate from parents. Big problem. That is what happened to us. So, first thing first, fix that. Then understand this question. The question is, how does Maya dominate the soul? So, we wanted to be separate from Krishna, enjoyer, separate enjoyer. So then Krishna says, okay, in my kingdom, in Golok Vrindavan, I am the only one, Bhokta, king. In a king's kingdom, there will be one king or there can be two kings. How many kings can be there?
One.
One. And if somebody else says, I am the king, and, you know, what will happen? Immediately jail. You will put him into jail or no? Huh? So this material world is jail. Material world is jail. Those who wanted to enjoy separate from Krishna, want to become enjoyer and enjoy separate from Krishna, then Krishna ordered three Vishnus, Karanodaksha Vishnu, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, Kshiradaksha Vishnu, along with Durga, along with Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. All these are Krishna's incarnation. And Krishna ordered them, you take care of this material world. You produce material world and you take care of that jail. I have nothing to do. I have only one thing to do, how to enjoy with gopis. And that's it. Krishna has no other thing. Only, and that is also our. We also are the enjoyer. But if you can enjoy with Krishna, if you want to enjoy separate from Krishna, then Maya takes over you. Anything you separate from Krishna, Maya. Immediately Maya is there. So this material world is produced not by Krishna, Krishna's agency. Krishna doesn't have to do this hard work, maintaining, producing, manufacturing, and he ordered three Vishnu, not only one Vishnu, three Vishnu. Karanodakshay, Garbhodakshay, Kshirodakshay. And how many Garbhodakshay Vishnu? Unlimited. How many Shiva and Brahma? Unlimited. Jitne universe. And according to the size of the universe. In each and every universe there is Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. So they do all this. So this is a jail. Material world is jail. So we come here and we think separate from Krishna, called Maya. So this Mother Nature Durga takes over us. If you are in a jail, then the constable of jail will take over you. King has nothing to do with it. You separated yourself from king. King has ultimately to do with the jail, but you are under constable. That is Durga Devi. That is called Maya. So, why Maya? We are spirit, but why Maya is dominating? Because of, I explain, we choose to enjoy separate from Krishna. So then Maya takes over you. Any questions so far? Yes.
So Maharaj, you mentioned these two points of desire and independence. So the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita that when you reach His abode, no return back to the material world. So is there a risk then that that can happen again? That because of these two points we can fall again?
No, it will not happen again in spiritual world once you reach there. But these living entities which are in material world, they are anadikal, they are separated, they wanted to be separate from Krishna from beginning, from very beginning. So this is 1/4 of the creation and they took off from Krishna right from the beginning. Right from beginning. So when you go back, then they will come back. And Jai Vijay came back, Jai Vijay fall here, Krishna also came, Radharani also came, but that is not the fall down. That is the desire of Lord to have a sporting pastime. So He sends His devotees. It's not a fall down. So tadagatva ananivartante tadadhama paramam mama. From going where, living entity never returns back. Because There, every living entity is fixed under the guidance of other fixed. Tad anuragi jana anugami. There, everybody is following the nitya siddhas. And they will never fall. They will never fall. Why? Because they are always in bliss. More bliss than you can derive here. Children are more blissful when they are with the parents and when they are not suffering. So same is the case here. So you don't fall from the spiritual world. Any other question?
Bhaktivedanta Swami says you're like in a sleep-like state. In his books he says you're like in a sleep-like state when you fall, like a dream. And then when you get self-realization and you go back and you get liberation, you assume your original position.
Yes, original form.
So I'm a little bit confused then.
See, we all have our original position in the sense original form. We have our original, our desired service to Krishna. So suppose somebody wants to serve Krishna in the Santaras, he can become Krishna's singhasan, Krishna's chariot, Krishna's horse, Krishna's son. And somebody wants to become Krishna's friend. So then you can become one of the friend of Krishna, unlimited friends. So one-to-one basis relationship with Krishna, vyaktigat sambandha. So if you take up that form, take up that kind of body, take up that kind of mood, that kind of senses, that kind of servitor, another relationship is servitor, friendship, parents, conjugal lover, and so these are our Nitya Siddha De. Basically Gaudiya Vaishnav, Hare Krishna movement would like to have Manjari Bhav, Gopi Bhav, and with that Bhav you become the follower of Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, Nikunja, Seva, Nikunja, Kunja, in Vrindavan. And Rupa Manjari is serving Lalita Sakhi. And Lalita Sakhi serves Radharani. And then Krishna. So this is our line, this is our mood of service. So you can attain one of the form of Manjari, Gopi. That is what Gaudiya Vaishnav are striving for, Siddha Swarup, or your eternal form, and you become situated in that service. Eternally you serve as a young gopi to Radha Krishna. So that's what it means. Make sense? Okay. So how to imbibe the mood of Pancha Tattva in our preaching, and what is the importance of what is the importance of preaching? Okay. So importance of preaching. Prabhupada says that I made you successful. So now it is your duty to make others successful. Meaning I relieve you from maya, from sansar, from anxiety, from distresses. You have so blissful, so much, you know, anandam buddhivardhanam. Very successful life, isn't it? Krishna conscious devotee's life is very successful life, fortunate life. And so pure, at the same time so pure. And it is trouble less. It is blissful life. Total blissful. No distress of any kind. Only bliss. How fortunate we are. We are or not? Huh? So we would like to, as a Krishna is a father, and Krishna as a father wants all the living entity not to suffer in material world and rot. He wants them back to home, back to Godhead, with him, enjoy with him. Not that he will put his thumb on you. No, he will give you total bliss, more than we can expect. So Prabhupada says, I made you successful. Now you make others successful, fortunate. We are fortunate, so we want to see others fortunate. That is Vaishnava's quality. Para dukhe dukhi, para sukhe sukhi. Vaishnava, they want to give more and accept less. They want to accept less and give out more. If you have something nice, you want to share with others, isn't it? You want to share. Prabhuji, here, nice laddu. Prabhuji, here, nice clothes, nice this, nice that. And by that, we become so jubilant. We become very, very happy. Preacher is topmost happiest person. Preaching is called intoxication. I call it intoxication. When you preach, you become intoxicated. So much bliss in preaching, isn't it? So we want that. We want to become most fortunate, and at the same time we want others to become most fortunate. So that's why we want to preach. What is the importance of preaching? This is important. The preacher has to have three things together. Achar, vichar, then prachar. So achar, vichar, behavior, thinking should be spiritual. Everything should be spiritual. Then you can preach others about spiritual life. How happy, blissful, peaceful it is. So this is the importance of preaching, that we are successful, we want others happy, we want others successful, we want other people to become most fortunate. So how to imbibe the mood of Panchatattva? Panchatattva's mood was Trunadapi Sunichena, Taroreva Saishnana, Amanina, Manadena. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said these four things. And on top, love, trust and cooperate with one another. All five, panch, five personalities, but they are one. They are one. Sat Goswami, six personalities, but they are one. So much love, so much cooperation. So we have to imbibe this mood. So how to do that? By saying things. Sugar, jaundice, sugar, bitter, but same sugar you keep eating. Then, so how to imbibe that? By chanting your good rounds, by associating with the devotees who are more advanced than you. And let me work myself rather than I expect others. Let me work on myself first. How I can love, trust, cooperate, how I can become Trunadapi Sunichena, Tarureva Saismana, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So, we can imbibe that mood. Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they were preaching in Bengal by the order of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what would they do for preaching? First thing they would do is, they would knock the door of a grahastha. When he opens, fall flat, dandavat pranam to the grahastha. Supreme Personality of Godhead and Brahma, Haridas Thakur is Brahma, Nityananda is Balaram, and they are offering obeisances to Grihastha. And then he said, my dear sir, please, Mahaprabhu has ordered you to chant. Please chant Hare Krishna. And then preach to them. And Jagai and Madai, they even try to hit them. But still, Nityananda said, Mahaprabhu, please forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. This is the mood for preaching. Trunada Pisuni Chen, Tarareva Saisunda, Amani Namana Dena Kirtaniyas. How to properly observe Ekadasi? I would say whatever way you are observing, that is all right. Not to get into too much into observing Ekadasi. If you can, then I will tell you anyway, but you have to be very serious about it. Many, many rules. On Ekadasi, rule is your Ekadasi Indriya senses you have to control by engaging all 11 senses into serving Krishna. 11 senses is Akana Jivtvacha, Hath Pav, Do Gupta, Vani, Man Buddhi Anka. This is 13 senses. And all 13 you have to engage that day 24 hours of Ekadasi in serving Krishna. No other work. In previous time, old days, Ekadasi was day off. No kheti, no work, not Sunday, Saturday, Sunday off. Ekadasi was day off. Punam was day off. You observe that day, you observe the vrat. You're supposed to observe the vrat. Diwali is off in the school. Why? And business also. Why? You enjoy. You enjoy that. Celebrate Diwali. By celebrating, you enjoy. So celebrate Ekadasi. Day off. First thing is you should take day off. Then you can engage 24 hours. Service your 11 senses. That is why it's Ekadasi. Ekadasi Indriya. You engage Ekadasi 11 senses in the service of Krishna. That means maximize your chanting, maximize reading Bhagavatam, maximize hearing, maximize smelling tulsi, Lord's offered flower incense, maximize seeing Lord and His devotees, darshan, maximize everything, maximize all senses simultaneously. Engage them 24 hours of Ekadasi for serving. That's the first rule. Second rule is you cannot sleep. 24 hours you should not sleep. If not, then at least up to 12 o'clock night you should not sleep. And you should engage yourself in bhajan, kirtan. No, this is truth. This is Ekadasi Vrat. This is how you're supposed to observe Ekadasi. No sleeping that night, that day. Daytime you cannot sleep. And up to 12 o'clock you cannot. You have to do kirtan, bhagavat, association with devotees. And you should not indulge in sex life on that day. And you should only eat Krishna offered prasad, that is fruit, not anything else but phalahar. Okay? Apne Gujarati mein so kahe? Farari. So kahe? Farari. Farari chevda, farari. Phalahar. No, apabrans. Farari bolen? Khabar se sabde farari. Farari means phala ahari, phala, phala, ahar, phalahar. No grains of any kind, no, nothing, just phal, ahar, nothing else. You can have phal, means fruits. Don't think that chawal is phal, wheat is phal, and everything is phal. No. Fruits. Fruits. No adjustments. Fruit means fruit. You want me to tell you more rules? So these are enough. So not to get into elaborate things, but at least minimum, don't eat grains, dals, pulses, and those kind of grains. We should abstain from grain eating and do best we can on Ekadasi than going into too much of a detail. But at least we should eat. Actually, you should eat only once and on one sitting only. And then if you can do better, no salt, no turmeric, no mustard seeds. If you want to do a little better, then you know, you cannot eat so many vegetables also, so many fruits also, like that. But I would say let's follow Prabhupada's simple formula, no grains. Because this is for us. For India it is different rule. Nirjala. Yeah, he's not supposed to drink water even. What to talk about falahar? Anyway, observe Nirjala Ekadasi once a year. That is coming in June. June, July. June 1st. It is Ekadasi. So do that Nirjala 24 hours. Observe it nicely. And all Ekadasi's fruit, phal, will be granted to you. Your question, Mataji.
I was going to ask Maharaj, I've heard that you dry fast half a day on Ekadashi. Is that like it's part of Ekadashi breath? Or?
Well, I said, you know, you can do as much as you can do on Ekadashi. So, you said half fast?
Dry fast till 12. Dry fast till 12 o'clock in
the day. Yeah, that is also not Prabhupada rule. Prabhupada says you preach hard, distribute books hard, you go out and work hard for Krishna and eat two times a day, no problem. not grains, phal or whatever, Ekadasi prasad, you eat two times a day, no problem. But you work hard for Krishna that day. Rather than empty stomach, you cannot do anything. Rather you eat and serve Krishna. Preach, distribute, lectures, this, that. Okay, about Ekadasi. Key point on grasta life. The first and foremost key point in grasta life is that you must satisfy Krishna by carrying out your grasta life. That's the first command, first rule of grasta life. Then there are many rules. You must serve him morning, evening. That means you may do minimum seva that you can do, arti, offering prasad, morning, evening. And in the evening, whole family comes together, do kirtan, arti, and then read Bhagavad Gita, 15, 20, half an hour, whatever time you have. And if you want to go a little further, then you should, Narad Muni said on that day, you should love your kinsmen, everybody, externally. And internally, he is not mine. Duplicious. Internally, this is all Maya. these are not belonging to me. Somehow or another two straw come together and we all family member have come together and unnita naam swa karma bhi, apne apne karmo ke mutabik they will separate themselves. Unnita naam swa karma bhi. Ekatra nita naam, by karma they come together and then with their karma they separate again. So this is not, this is illusion. This is my family, this is my amaro baap che ne, amaro beto che. Kaun gai cha? Koi muvana sangate, koi jatu nati re, koi koi nu nati re. Under, internally, we have to think like this. Externally, I love my honey. I love my honey. But internally, oh, this is illusion. This is all illusion. I am spirit soul, they are spirit soul, and we are belonging to Krishna and only Krishna, and we all collectively should serve Krishna. So this is the main commandment of grihastha life. Main mukhya, serve Krishna. And there are many don'ts and do's. But anyway, I give you homework. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 17th chapter, family life, 14th chapter, 7.14 chapter. You read that 11 times before I come here back, I'll ask you. I'll come back in February most likely, if I have time. I may have to skip, I don't know, but I'm planning. By whatever love you gave me, I got a little attracted. So I will repeat. So by February you should read that chapter 11 times. If you read translation, it takes 10 minutes probably, 10-15 minutes. How much it will take?
Per translation, 3 minutes.
So you can hear 17 chapter 11 times from Amala Bhakta. A little attentively if you can. So that's a key point of grihastha life. And let's read those key points, but I didn't bring it. Sorry, I didn't bring it. But whatever I remember, if you want me to say, don't sleep before you resolve your differences. In other words, communicate with one another. And so on and so forth. Many, I'll leave that behind also. 8 are very cheap one that I dictated first in temple. He was there? Many were there. So, grihastha. So, key points. Don't yell at the same time. Don't, both of you, husband and wife, don't yell to each other at the same time. One is hearing, another one is helping. You know, one should become humble. And what is the duty of son, putra, especially to devoted parents? No duty. Why no duty? Because duty, the first and foremost duty of a son is Putra. Pu means pu nam narak. Tra means trayate iti putra. Pu nam naraka trayate iti putra. Arthat, naraka, hell is planets. From hell, son can relieve his parents. Pu nam naraka trayate iti. So when parents, pitris, they wind up into hellish region of creation, then putra, by pindadan, by bhakti, by so many means, he can deliver father, mother from hellish condition. But the devoted parents, they automatically back to home, back to Godhead. He has nothing to do. They already delivered. So, no duty. No duty to devoted father and mother. Because Devarsi Bhutatma Nunam Pitranam Pitranam Nayam Kinkaro Nayam Runi Charajam. We are indebted to all these people, all these people. Dev, Rishi, Bhut, Bel, Bharat, Aksh, he's tilting fields and producing grain for us. So we are indebted to Bel, indebted to Bull, Aksh. Like that, we are indebted to Dev, Rishi, Devarsi, Bhut, Bhutatma, Nirnam. Nirnam means human beings. Devarsi, Bhutatma, Nirnam. Pitru, Pitris, parents, Pitrunam. Nakinkaro, our servants, we are indebted to, they are serving us. So we are giving them wages, but we are indebted to them. Nirnam, Pitrunam. Nakinkaro, Nayam, Runi. Rin, Runi. We are indebted to him, to them. Nayam Runi cha Rajan. King, we have to pay tax. That is how we are indebted to king. So we can uron. We can become relieved from that debt to king by paying taxes. King Karun Rajan. Sarvatmaya saranam gatavyam gato mukutam. Gato Mukundam Parivurta Kartam. Those who surrender to Mukunda, those who worship, those who are devoted to Mukunda, they have no obligation to anybody. Because Mukunda is the sum total of everybody. So if you serve the root, then automatically you serve branches, fall, pool, patta, everything. You automatically serve the whole tree, if you serve the root. So when you serve Krishna, then Pitris, King, Deva, Rishi, Nulam, Pitrunam, Kinkar, automatically we are serving. So what is the duty of a son to devoted parents? No duty. Everything is, parents are blissful themselves with Krishna. They are in tune with Krishna. They don't lack anything. But it is in son's interest to serve devoted parents. By that he gets immense credit from Krishna. Immense. Not that they need sons. Sons should be dutiful. Already delivered. But what is the duty of son towards parents who are devotees? No duty, because they are delivered themselves. What is it? Why do I need son? I myself will do everything that is to be done. Son, why you need son? Old days we were after son and killing the girls. Dut piti kare kon jaane? Tame jaano? Ella sir?
Drown them in the milk.
And kill them. So abominable. Very, very disgusting.
Some of the places in India, they stole the eat.
No.
Not yet.
Now these artificial methods are there, you know, like birth control pills, and government is giving every day legalized abortion. And anyway, this is not a discussion. But they won't have
girls to marry their sons.
Now they don't, they're the other way around. The girls are dominating the whole society. No, that's true. So, your son, they were expecting son all the time? Because their son will deliver their forefathers from hellish condition. Putrarthe bharya. Putrarthe bharya. Why you should have wife? Putrarthe. To have son. And why to have a son? Putra Pinda Prayojanam. That Putra will offer oblations, Sraddha Kriya, Pinda Kriya, and relieve their fathers from the hellish condition. So that's why you should have Putra. But, yes.
Maharaj, I came across a question. When Srila Prabhupada's mom left her body, then Srila Prabhupada performed the Pinda ceremony. So the question was, how come we don't perform the Pinda ceremony, but Prabhupada did that?
Well, I do, but you don't have to. Like I already said, Devarsi Bhutatmaninam Pritrinam Nakim Karunayam Runi Charajam Sarvatmaya Saranam Gatavyam Gatavmukundam Parivurtakartam. Those who surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, they have no obligation to anybody. They already automatically delivered. He already delivered them. So there is no any rain, any in-depthness to anybody, because they are serving pure servant of Krishna. So you don't need to perform Sraddha for your father, they are automatically delivered by you. Seven generations back and forth, they are delivered. But on top, still, Lord Chaitanya, he was Supreme Personality of Godhead, but still he performed funeral rites and Sraddha and went to Gaya for Pindadan. And same thing with Lord Ramchandra, he was Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he performed funeral rites and Sraddha of Dasaratha Maharaj. And so as so many. So we should perform. We should perform. Nothing stopping. I perform. We are delivered. What is lacking in our life to get delivered? Nothing. Nothing. We have purchased Krishna. Of course, I don't say I have purchased Krishna. But Krishna gets purchased by his devotees. And he comes for his devotees. He cannot remain without devotees. He cannot enjoy without devotees. He says, I have so much riches, but I cannot enjoy that without my devotees. So we are back to home, back to Godhead. We are. Ihar yashya harir dashya karmana manasa gira nikhilasvyavastasu jivan mukta sa uchyate. In this very life, we become delivered. So the parents who doesn't have son, they can deliver themselves by following Prabhupada, by following ISKCON, by following bhakti stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Prabhupada says, I will open the bathroom for you.
Yes. And on top, anything lacking? He says, Prabhupada says, you chant 16 rounds and follow four regular principles. And after this, if anything is lacking, then I will stand on the back door of Vaikuntha and open illegal entry. Front door, you are not accepted, then I'll open back door. Krishna Prabhupada has taken that responsibility. So parents who doesn't have son, they can deliver themselves in this very life. In this very life. I don't have to have a son. Why should I wait for him to deliver me? I'll deliver myself. And I'm delivered. I'm Mukta right now. What is lacking in me is to have a liberation. Mukti itva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. We have to become fixed in devotion. And that is mukti. Any other question?
I've got a quick question.
Yeah.
Very well. When one becomes krodhi, anger. When one becomes angry, they say you lose your vichar, which is your thinking.
You lose everything.
Okay? You lose your buddhi, which is your intelligence.
Yes.
You lose your vani, which
everything.
Is your speaking. Okay, so you lose the three most important things when you become angry.
Not three, everything.
But everything. What does one do when you're in that situation, because once you say something, you can't take it back. And once you think something and you say it, you also can't take it back. So when you're in that state of anger, what does one do? And the second question linked to that is...
What does one do to do what?
Curb anger.
To control your anger in that situation.
Okay.
And the second question linked to that is, if someone else is angry and it's directed towards you, generally you become angry as well.
Mm.
So what do you do if you're in that situation when anger is directed towards you?
Two things, most important thing. You can do many things, but two most important thing you can do. If you can do, if you can control yourself, if you can do these two things. One thing is, first of all, you forgive, then crowd will be under control. That's the first thing. Second thing is, other one is yelling at you, and you are yelling at him, and you want to do the best of bad bargain. The best you can do out of argument is to leave it. Leave that. Leave the place. Run away from that person. Or make him run away from you. Leave the place. Those two things, if you can do, then the situation will be under control immediately. But you should be that strong to overpower your crowd, overpower your anger. Because anger will devour not only you, but anything that belongs to you will devour. Kama esha, krodha esha, rajoguna samudbhava, mahasano, all devouring. Mahapapma, he devours you, he devours anything around you, and he devours anything belongs to you. So intelligent person, he can control himself, one thing. If he cannot, then he should forgive other person. If he cannot, then leave the place. Come back after a few hours, few days, few months. Go on vacation. Any other question? This Prabhupada says this, you forgive person on whom you are very angry. Okay, made a mistake, this much nukshan, fine, let's forgive him. But please, don't do it again, please. You can play like that. You can...
Maharaj, linked to that question, with anger comes a lot of aprada.
Yes.
And you can easily cause offense. Now, how do you repent, or what do you do if you ask for forgiveness and the devotee or the person doesn't forgive you?
Then you should repent. You have answer, very nice answer. You should repent. Not that that person is not forgiving me, he is rascal number one. And his nature is like that. And he will never come to the point and he will... No, you should become prayaschitta. You said, prayaschitta means atonement. You should attend. My mistake. And if you atone yourself, then other person will also come down. But competition of, you know, krodha and fighting, no solution. Best thing you can do out of argument and fight is to drop it as soon as you can. Hriday parivartan. That's a change of heart. That's a title. Everybody should read this chapter, Hriday Parivartan. There it is very crystal clearly stated that one who is not engaging his all senses in Krishna's service, he is dead animal. Dead and animal. He's animal and then dead. Why? Because our real life, human beings' real life and human body's design is made by Krishna for only one purpose, and that is to serve him with this body. Firse, again, why Krishna manufactured human body the way it is? What is the purpose of human body? To ass cannot, dog cannot, panki, pasu cannot. But human body is designed with one aim in mind. That is, human body must serve Krishna, and if he doesn't with the human body, then he suffers with the same body. Same body brings him unlimited suffering. That is true or not? Because you will engage your body in sense gratification and sinful activities, and you will have time for nonsense. So you will suffer like anything. So that's why one must chant 16 rounds a day, every single day, every single day. And so please read this chapter. So, okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare.